Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 or international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. The ancient Greeks thought thyme herb provided strength. Indeed, the chemical compounds of thyme contain antioxidants, an effective germicide that kills whooping cough bacteria and makes breathing easier. Just imagine what you can do with thyme herb when it comes to respiratory ailments like croup, pneumonia, asthma, and sinusitis. The extra benefit of thyme herb is that it soothes the nerves and stops spasmodic coughing, so you can get some rest. Who says you don't have time to take care of yourself? Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free for thyme tincture and tea to soothe your cough and get some rest. 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International 704-875-8010 or online at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
1, 2, 3.
To Herb Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. I hope you had a great day. Here we are. What day is this? Oh, yeah, it's Tuesday here on Herb Talk. And we're here to empower you. That's what we're going to do here. Magical Engineer Frank and I are on the case. Yes, yes, we are going to be talking about some new studies that are hitting the mainstream media that don't make flu vaccines look very good. Mm-mm. Especially this year's. Also, we're going to be covering some junk food issues. So if you're a junk food junkie, we got some insights for you. And we'll see how the hour rolls. We may get into Crohn's disease, antibiotics. We'll see just how much time we have. And, of course, we have a quack report. But don't forget, a week from tonight, we're going to be talking with Dr. Rebecca Carley here on the 16th. Yes, right before the holiday. So we're going to find out what she's got going on in her world of vaccines. And, you know, she's the vaccine expert, and of course she doesn't like them. But, you know, we're going to ask her what's going on there. and disease in general. Okay, former surgeon from Syracuse, New York, gone natural. I love it. And be a big salute and Semper Fi to our righteous men and women in uniform. We're lifting them up in prayer. I ask God's hand of protection to be on the good guys, you know, including all of you out there. And I'm asking the Lord, I'm seeking the Lord's face. I'm hitting the knees, and I'm asking for, you know, as the good book tells us, to pray for justice and truth. Yes, yes, Isaiah 59. We're supposed to plead for justice and truth because God's hand is not short. And so we ask for that. Guess what? Yeah, we tend to get it. So we're going to ask for, you know what I'm asking for? I'm asking for men of valor to stand up all across this land and to replace the wickedness in high places, positions of power that are doing naughty things. So God's will be done. But hey, you know, use the Lord's words. His words don't come back void. So get into that scripture. And without further ado, let's do the crack report. All right, what do we got in the cracker? Whooping cough outbreak. Oh, boy. It's, let's see, goodness, it's in California. They say it's a vengeance. The worst outbreak, they said, in 60 years. So it's also, we understand we also have some outbreaks in Minnesota and Indiana as well. Now, get this. Newborns, you know, they're too young to be vaccinated with whooping cough, the DPT, the diphtheria. They have to be at least 2 months old before, you know, doctors will jab them with the disease. So the CDC now, anybody that has a newborn come down with whooping cough, and then usually, you know, newborns are very fragile. They could die. Most of them do. So the CDC is blaming the pregnant mothers or the new mothers for not getting vaccinated with the TDAP vaccine. That's for pregnant moms. So it's to supposedly protect the newborn from whooping cough. So a lot of newborn mothers don't even know that exists. They, you know, they've always been taught pregnant women don't get vaccinated. Anyway, whooping cough, known as pertussis, is caused by a bacteria. It's considered, you know, a cystical outbreak. It, you know, peaks every 3 to 5 years and it comes around. But they developed the whooping cough vaccine in the 1940s. But kind of got a sour reputation because of the side effects. It included, you know, the fever, the swelling, the lymph nodes, other things. So then scientists, what they did is they got a new vaccine going where they lumped in the diphtheria with the tetanus, and it became your TDAP vaccine. So there you go. I'm not advocating any vaccines, but I'm just reporting. And speaking of whooping cough, they got an outbreak in Massachusetts with older kids. That's right. 15 kids at Falmouth High School came down with the whooping cough. Sparked a little bit of a panic wave. This is a Cape Cod area in Massachusetts. Whooping cough outbreak there. It was reported by the CBS Boston Wire. Nobody affected by the outbreak was unvaccinated. Did you catch that? All these kids that got sick were the ones that were vaccinated. The unvaccinated, not even sick with whooping cough. And so they're blaming, of course, all the medical personnel, all the medical officials are blaming it on kids that are unvaccinated, but they're not coming down with whooping cough. So what's with that? If you've been vaccinated, but now you got whooping cough, what's with that? Aren't the vaccines supposed to protect you? Is this an indication that they don't work? And blaming unvaccinated kids for spreading the disease to vaccinated kids, that doesn't cut it, see? So I think it just exposes that, you know, a lot of the vaccines do your homework, but I personally think they're big hoax. I really do. So, and you know what moms used to use for whooping cough before all these vaccines came into big fashion? Thyme, T-H-Y-M-E. And vinegar. Vinegar cuts the mucus and the phlegm. And thyme, there's a anti-germicidal agent in thyme that attacks the whooping cough pertussis bacterium. So there you go. Moving along in the quack report. General Mills was sued back in 2012, and they just came to a settlement. Dental Mills is no longer going to be able to use the 100% natural on their label for dozens of their products because they were sued over the label ingredients. Complaints from consumers that alleged that they deceptively described their products like Natural Valley products as 100% natural when they contain high fructose corn syrup, maltose corn syrup, melodroxetine, and rice melodroxetine. Obviously, not natural. So you're going to see all that 100% natural removed from their products like the Chewy Bars, the Granola Thins, Crispy Squares, the Chewy Trail Mix Bars, the Chewy Yogurt Variety Pack, and some other things, according to the settlement. But General Mills denies any liability, but is going to remove the natural from their labels on about 30 of their products. And last but not least, in the Quack Report, here's something. The federal government is going to have 35 agencies to collect, share, and use your electronic health information, all part of the Affordable Care Act. Yes, yes, it was worked into the ACA Act. It's also in the 2009 stimulus called the American Recovery and Reinvestment Act. They also included in the Health Information Technology for Economic and Clinical Health Tech Act. So doctors and other health providers are offered incentives to convert their patient information, your patient file, all your health records, all your health history into a compatible, transferable electronic format, probably to be stored in some cloud somewhere, so that all these agencies, 35 of them, can access it. So the Department of Health, the Department of Human Services said that the Federal Health IT Strategic Plan of 2015 to 2020 is to gather all these details on patients, put them in these 35 department agencies so the federal government can have an advance and a collection sharing information on everybody's health, everything. So it's an electronic health records program, and it's going to be the technology also going to include some mobile technology, cloud-based services. You know, probably a federal app on your phone. You just tap it. There it is. Feds. There they are. Not on my phone. And that wraps the Quack Report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Alrighty, we're going to be talking about some of these flu studies that have been hitting the media, and they're calling them low-quality studies. Wow. Well, the propaganda that the CDC likes to distribute about the medical benefits of the flu vaccines, you know, pretty much pure hype, according to some new articles, especially one that was published in the British Medical Journal. So this is really not new news, but the British Medical Journal has been warning the medical community, doctors who care, and of course people in general, of the hoax that has played out on them, with the recent fraud also exposed in the medical science area, specifically studies. So this is all, you know, it's like a big pimple coming to a head. So the terms that the teams of the medical researchers that do these studies. Well, the British Medical Journal, they got a team of them who understand how you should be conducting a real study, and they found that these flu vaccine trial studies that were published, you know, showing the effectiveness of the flu vaccine, they said a high percentage of the data in these studies that favor flu vaccines is unsupported by the facts. Really? So they also reported that the studies sponsored, the ones that were sponsored by the pharmaceutical companies were the ones that were more likely to get published by the medical journals than the studies that were run by similar size and funded by others, which were not as prominent. They didn't get published. Probably more truthful, see. So studies published in the medical journals are cited more, they're given more prominence, and actually they're accepted by the medical establishment as scientific fact. However, the British Medical Journal found that there was a significant lack or even a gap between the study results and its conclusions, which they say qualifies as a, quote, a poor quality study. So the author of the article was Dr. Peter Dashi. He wrote that back in 2013. He even quipped that in most flu studies, quote, what you see is not what you get, end of quote. Uh-oh. Now, what do you need to know about the promotion of your flu products? Well, we're going to get into a little bit tonight. Well, let's just really recap on the growth of flu vaccines. They've just spiraled out of control, really. Now, there should be a big red flag in everybody's head that hits them when they face the fact, when they look at this unprecedented growth in flu vaccines from the manufacturers and the sales of these drugs. Now, in the 90s, the U.S. pharmaceutical companies, they made a mere 32 million doses of flu vaccines. Compared to today, it's about 135 million, which is over a 4,000% increase in just 24 years. Well, it equals about 180% increase per year. So this is a real good example that disease is economically driven, and you need to really look at who gains or profits from it. Now, in other words, who's driving the plague bus, right? Who's behind the wheel? Now, what has helped push the flu market into unprecedented growth is a lack of controls. Now, there's very little, if any, remedy for vaccine damage anymore. You know, people can't even qualify for the vaccine court. It's just a big sham. And it used to be that in order to get a vaccination, it was necessary to have it administered in a clinical setting by a medically trained professional, like at a doctor's office or a hospital. So today now, clerks behind the drug counter can give you a vaccine. Flu shots are given in supermarkets and some and drive-through chains. So has the public demanded this? I don't remember seeing an outcry for all this. Well, the answer is no. It's been orchestrated by a massive public health campaign. However, is the health of the public the goal? Let's find out. Let's see where people put their trust, because I think a lot of people, you know, misplace their trust. Because the average person, I think, is misplacing their trust in the pharmaceutical industry when it comes especially to the flu vaccines. And for the most part, I personally think that the pharmaceutical industry has, you know, pretty much purchased the medical and political establishments. So here is an example of an average patient who doesn't do their homework and takes their doctor's word for everything, okay, who has incentives to push the flu vaccine, right? So, you know, I went shopping the other day, and as I was checking out this store, the cashier was checking me out. She looked a bit haggard, okay? So I asked her, I said, are you okay? And she told me she felt ill and she really needed to go home. And as she was scanning my items, she tells me that she never calls out from work except when she got the flu shot and developed a fever. And I asked her, well, when did you get the vaccine, the flu shot? And she said about a week ago. But she brushed off the fever as an expected side effect of the flu shot. But now it looks like she's coming down with the full-blown flu symptoms, basically. So the worst part is that she lives with and takes care of her elderly mother who was getting chemo treatments for her cancer. So you know how this is going to turn out. The daughter gets the flu shot because her doctor said she should. She gets the flu from the shot. She becomes infected with several flu viruses because there's at least three in there. And then she sheds off the virus to infect other people, including her mother, who has no immune system from the cancer treatments. Not good. Let me read you this quote by Dr. Peter Dashi, who wrote this article in the British Medical Journal about the poor quality flu studies. He's also a doctor at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine in Baltimore, Maryland. He says this, most of the flu studies, 70%, were of poor quality with over-optimistic conclusions that is not supported by the data presented, end of quote. Well, okay, so they lied. They stretched the truth. You know, they fabricated. He's being kind over optimistic. Okay? They just flat out lied. Let's just put it that way. Now, also, I have to read you a quote by Dr. Russell Baylor. He is a neurosurgeon, and he's also the author of the Blaylock Wellness Report. He read Dr. Dashi's report in the British Medical Journal. He said this. Here's the bottom line. The vast number of people who get the flu vaccine aren't going to get any benefit, but they get all of the risks and complications. Dashi's article is a breath of fresh air. This article exposes in well-defined and articulate terms what has been known for a long time, that flu vaccine promotion is a fraud. Oh, he called it. Oh, yeah, he did. He didn't mince words. He wasn't delicate about it. He just, right there, between the beady eyes. It's fraud. We want your money. We don't care if we make you sick. If you get sick, it's your imagination. You got it some other way. So if they're saying that about flu vaccines, what are they saying about childhood vaccines? Huh? Well, the stats don't add up. Now, according to Dr. Dashi's report on the flu studies, he states that if you believe the statistics from the CDC and the flu trials, the influenza vaccine is the most important vaccine on the planet, preventing 50% of deaths. That is very important. If that's true, I'm back. I guess we got disrupted there. Apologize for the glitch. That's what happens when you get little short circuits in power outages. That's weird. All right. So, where were we? Oh, we were talking about what Dr. Dashi was saying about the flu vaccine, what the CDC and the pharmaceutical companies say it's so important that it prevents 50% of deaths. So if that were true, you know, he also says that it would be considered malpractice if you only made 135 million doses of the flu vaccine available to 315 million U.S. citizens. Now, the studies that the CDC chooses to refer to in supporting the flu vaccine program, he says, are, quote, implausible. Whoa. Oh, that's an interesting word. Implausible. So to make the claim that the vaccine saves lives, there has to be solid research and statistical evidence behind it. He says there isn't any. So if you deliver evidence of the contrary to the CDC, show them, hey, you know, you're in error here. Well, they'll acknowledge that you brought them the information. They're not going to debate it with you, but they're not going to do anything about it either. So here is what the CDC knows. Only 1 in 6 viral bugs is actually influenza. When hundreds of influenza specimens are tested every year, only about 16% test positive for influenza. So a report on last year's flu vaccine, 2012 to 2013, showed that there was a probable 9% effective rate at protecting the elderly from the flu. But you got to understand the CDC statistics are flawed because they like to lump in pneumonia and bronchitis and COPD and all that other stuff in with their flu statistic. So they pad it. So this is why most people who get flu shots think it did not protect them because, hello, it didn't. Now, what you're seeing is they're selling sickness. What it comes down to is that pharmaceutical companies and modern medicine perceive everyone as a patient with something to be managed via a drug, you know, drug therapy. So everything under the sun is being turned into a social health risk or concern. For example, bad breath, halitosis, or even flatulence, having too much gas. It used to just be an embarrassing nuisance, but now it's become a social concern. and in some countries, it's an offense with legal ramifications. Now, medical conditions of every sort have been taken up to that, you know, epidemic level, you know, that drug companies want to manage. Here's another example. Take, for instance, the psychiatric field. They're changing the definitions on minor behaviors to more serious conditions requiring drug treatment, like hoarding. You know, we used to call it being a pack rat. Now you're out of control. You need some mind-altering meds to help you not do that. So the medical slant is that everyone is dysfunctional, either physically or mentally, and everyone has to have drugs to live normal lives. Now, why would a flu vaccine be any different? Well, it isn't. And, you know, protecting you from a future disease, that's what a flu shot's supposed to do, right? Protect you from getting the flu. Protecting you from a future disease is where medicine is heading big time. Selling patients drugs for diseases that have not even manifested yet is their next big payday. So selling treatments with fear is their agenda. So convincing women to get mastectomies before they get breast cancer is really, really self-mutilation. You know? It's not a prevention. So what it all boils down to is that disease or health is what the medical science area says it is. If mutilating your body is a treatment, and if taking toxic drugs without a diagnosis is a treatment, then they are deciding that with or without real evidence. Because right now what they're doing is they're doing those genetic blood tests to see what you're going to have down the road, and they're putting you on the drugs now. You don't have a disease yet, but they're going to put you on, you know, cholesterol meds or whatever. How does an insurance company pay for that when there's no diagnosis? There's really no legal basis to pay on that drug because there's no sickness yet. They don't care. Well, let's talk about the immune boosting, they say, because immune boosting eludes modern science. You know, the halls of medicine will take the scientific position that boosting the immune system is a fallacy. And in their next breath, they confess that they are still studying the immune system and don't fully understand its function. So here's a few statements from the Harvard Health publications of Harvard Medical School. Researchers say, we're exploring the effects of diet, exercise, age, psychological stress, herbs, and other factors on the immune response in both animals and humans. Although interesting results are emerging, they are preliminary because we are still trying to understand how the immune system works and how to measure its function. Yep, they got to be able to measure and quantitatively calculate, or it doesn't compute for them. It just doesn't compute. Well, then the next paragraph in their report, they say, many products claim to boost or support immunity. The concept of boosting immunity makes little sense scientifically and may not be a good thing. And they give this example. Professional athletes engage in blood doping, putting more blood into their system to enhance performance, and they can run the risk of a stroke. So science wants you to think that when you boost your immune system, you're going to pump out more blood and put yourself at a stroke risk. But you know what? I'm going to blow that out of the water when we come back from this break, because I know we're coming to one. And we're going to get into that. We're going to analyze it. We come right back. Don't go anywhere.
I got a new life. pumping life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at www.thepowerherbs.com.
007, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
Everyone is afraid of pain. No one wants pain to rule over their life. And you don't want the negative side effects of aspirin, ibuprofen, or prescription drugs. They can lower immunity and cause dependency. Is there a safe alternative? I'm herbalist Wendy Wilson, and I prefer willow bark and meadowsweet herbs to control pain, fever, aches, and inflammation. God's herbs are good, and you won't be disappointed. Call Apothecary Herbs for pain or extra strength pain relief formula. Toll free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International, 704-875-8010 or online, thepowerherbs.com.
Glorious song.
We're back here on Herb Talk Live. I can't get enough of that guy. He's awesome. I love him. Anyway, we are covering, because we got lots to talk about. We got this flu vaccine thing we're wrapping up in the bad studies that promote the vaccine agenda. Now, here's the thing. Science assumes that boosting your immune system automatically will cause more blood production and put people at a stroke risk. Well, science really wants to control the mechanisms within the immune system. That's their goal. Science wants to control how many different kinds of cells are in your blood, you know, designed by your immune system. So immune boosting to them doesn't make sense, because immune boosting doesn't seek, you know, natural immune boosting doesn't seek to override your natural function of your immune system, and it works within the system. So the body decides which immune cells to manufacture based on the pathogen involved and the nutrition to draw from. So which herbs you use, the nutritional compounds in those herbs, will help the immune system do its job. So nutritional substances in your diet or in your herbal supplements can help the body balance that function, not interfere with it. Now, science is kind of stumped when an event cannot be measured and analyzed. For example, they know that reducing stress elevates the immune system function, but they don't know how that is happening. Ticks them off, really. So they see, you know, they see the link, but they can't, you know, scientifically measure the effect. So they admit that science is not advanced enough to understand how the immune system works or how it goes about improving immunity. So my question then for the folks at Harvard is, if you don't know enough about the immune system and how it functions, then why do you subject people to immune system suppressant drugs? If you don't know enough about the immune system, why are you dealing with tinkering with that? That's kind of like Russian roulette. Now, medical science has its place. I personally think it's a solution for trauma from time to time, but not for preventing disease. So disease management, not prevention, is their bread and butter. Okay? All right, let's analyze this. How many death certificates are issued citing death by prescription medications? Answer, they are in the millions. Okay? How many death certificates are issued citing death by herbs alone? Answer, there are none. So it is my experience that if one is diligent with their diet, their exercise, and avoids a lot of prescription drugs and over-the-counter drugs, they're much healthier, and they're above dirt. So if you are interested in a safer and more effective way of avoiding winter colds and the flu, hey, then call Apothecary Herbs. And if you happen to catch a cold or a flu bug, they can also help you with herb formulas that will shorten the duration of your illness, get over it quick. So you will also, when you do that, develop a lifelong immunity towards those types of pathogens. So call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask them specifically about their all-in-one product. Very good for head colds and stuff, and phlegm, that's great. And they also have a great nip it in the bud combo pack called My Three Amigos. They have some herb kits there as well for pandemics and things. They're also available. And the big thing is you'll be amazed, as I was over 20 years ago, at how powerful you are when you have God's good herbs here for the service of man. He promises you that in Psalms 104. So you give the folks at Apothecary Herbs a call. You can ask for a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. If you're outside the U.S., 704-885-0277. You visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, thepowerherbs.com. You can get there typing herbtalklive.com. But that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And don't forget to check out, they have a coupon page, so you can see what coupons that you can use on their herb medicine options page. It's HMO for short. And you can see, you know, what kind of savings you can get on your orders. And for those who are participating in the points redemption program, you can earn an extra 100 points this week on any order over $50. So hurry, that expires on the 13th. So if you're thinking about, you know, buying some herbs to cleanse, boost your immune system, you know, the eucalyptus dog collars for your pets, we got a pet section too. Hey, $50, you'll get 100 extra points, and points translate into savings. So your points are going to be automatically uploaded to your account after your order is received, and you'll also get an email that says, hey, you've got points. So check that out. The points redemption program can't be used with the coupon. So one or the other, folks, pick which one, and check that out. Also, if you're struggling this holiday season, don't know what to get somebody, you might want to give them the gift of health, and gift certificates at Apothecary Herbs are available as well. So people can, you know, pick what they want. They got, I mean, there's some things like deep tissue rubs for achy joints and muscles. And then there's the all organic deodorant crystals. If you don't like the aluminum salts, they got a nice honey oatmeal soap. I mean, the list goes on. So check it out. And to give you an update on the 15th anniversary product catalog, guess what? I finished it. Yay! I can't believe it. It's like giving birth. Anyway, it is at the printers, and we're hoping to have that in our hot little hands probably right after Christmas. So hopefully we can get that in the mail to you as soon as we can. So it's been an interesting project, because, you know, kind of just got bigger and bigger and bigger as we worked on it. And so we hope you enjoy the new catalog that'll be coming out, and you'll see in your catalog as well on the web website is those Dr. Mom icons, which are really neat at helping you, you know, with your product selection. You're not sure what's good for kids and family and so forth, so look for the Dr. Mom icons, you know, Dr. Mom approved, basically. Very cool. All righty. We're going to be talking about some junk food habits. You know, a lot of people are addicted to junk foods, and there's lots of reports saying that about a third of the American diet is, you know, a bunch of junk food in there. Eating healthy and controlling the weight is kind of tougher when you got a lot of these prepackaged junk foods. Now, the CDC reports that over the last 6 years, 32% more public schools are prohibiting the junk foods being sold there. They want to prevent the childhood obesity. Eating out too often is also going to take its toll on the mega-sized food portions. Everybody supersizes things. So the overall message is to not eat the junk food and steer away from a lot of these health problems. So let's look at the nutrition compared to the junk food and what is an option. The number one source of empty calories in our nation comes from soft drinks. So soda, if you got soda in your diet, it's about a little over 7% of your calorie consumption. So if you lump the soda with any sweets or desserts or snacks, maybe even adult beverages that have alcohol, then that percentage is going to jump to almost 24%. Now, another layer that we forget are the salty snacks or the fruit-flavored drinks, which don't actually have real fruit in it. And this adds another 5% on top of that. So the kicker is that all these foods are highly concentrated calories, and you don't have to eat much of them in order to max out that daily allowance of your calories. So one national survey or study that was done in 99 to 2000, they said that kids and adults report about 30% of their diet was candy, table sugar, sweet drinks, baked or dairy products, desserts, salty snacks, fatty foods, and lots of gravy and butter. Whew. So most don't realize that desserts and table sweeteners by themselves are about 25% of your calorie intake for the day, okay? So junk food, on average, if you eat a bunch of that, it's gonna give you lots of calories, but it's going to strip you of nutrients. So it'll make you nutritional calories versus nutrition, and the calories went out on the junk food. So you'll be nutrition poor if you eat a bunch of junk food. They're not designed to provide you the vitamins like A, B6, folate, calcium, magnesium, iron, and zinc that your body needs and your immune system needs, by the way. And it leads you to having an immune system that's weak and suppressed, and you typically will have frequent illnesses and maybe even long-term health problems. So you want to avoid those types of foods that are high in calories and low in nutrition. But let's say you get a snack attack, right? People are prone to snacking on salty foods like potato chips, corn chips, cheese doodles, pretzels, and a lot of them have high saturated fat. And people who snack on these items will also eat very little fruit and vegetables. So even the fat-free versions of these types of snacks, when you compare the calories and the nutrition, they're really not any better than the original version. So, but when you compare those snacks to a natural option like oranges or apples, you'll see that they're low in calories, but they're high in nutrition. The fruits are, and the vegetables are as well. So now the processed sodium on a lot of your snacks that the average consumer gets puts them over their sodium limit. So you can start to change the way that you eat by substituting in between meals those snacks, you know, instead of the chips, instead of, you know, the sweet and salty things, you know, grab an apple or an orange or a pear or a bunch of grapes, right? And I know a lot of people will start out a little slower. They need something sweet, so they'll go get the dehydrated fruit snacks. Well, okay, that's a baby step. We'll go with that. And then we'll get to the real fruit, the original fruit in its original packaging without all the extra sugars on there. Now, switching off your junk food can be challenging. Now, you may have to do what is known as a subtle weaning program, and it works for some, while others, they can't take it. The temptation is too great, so some people just have to go cold turkey. So now, there are some herbs that junk food eaters can use to hedge their bets for this healthy switchover to get more nutrition into their body. And first, you want to look at some good old-fashioned sun-dried salt. And you're saying, salt? I thought you just said salty snacks. Well, the salty snacks you're thinking of at the store has a devitalized salt. But when you look at sun-dried salt, it has the electrolyte elements, the 84 microminerals, which is cardiovascular friendly. It helps balance fluids in the system. It helps cell walls stay strong and arteries and veins stay flexible. So, and get this, it squelches a sweet tooth. So you can get an apple, get some fruit, pineapple. I like oranges, wedges. I'll slice them open and I'll just sprinkle some salt on them. And it just wakes up the flavor of your fruit. And your oranges are naturally sweet anyway, so you can substitute with that. So you don't want the processed salt, which is dry as a bone and has all that nutrition stripped from it, and it does create hypertension, but your sun-dried salt will not do that. So the next thing I usually tell people is what I would do is use some herbs to support my liver and my gallbladder, because junk food is high in fat, tons of chemicals, and these organs are their job is to get rid of that. So you got to make sure they're healthy and clean and can get rid of the fat and the chemical residues. So you might want to look at some organ cleansing using your herbs to support those two organs like milk thistle and barberry bark. Now, let's say you go to the drive-thru and you get a double cheeseburger, some fries, and a milkshake. And let's say your gallbladder has stones in it and you get a gallbladder attack. Well, that means you have to do, what I would do if I was you is a gallbladder flush. And if you want more information, you can contact folks at Apothecary Herbs to remove those stones. You do what is known as a gallbladder flush. And because the gallbladder is just going to get worse, and then the gallbladder is going to spasm and give you pain regardless of you eating. So, and then you're in the emergency room. Now, there are also some antioxidant-type herbs that are very helpful, not only for the heart muscle and your blood vessels, but overall, like ginkgo, hawthorn berry, golden seal, hops, flowers, horseradish root. These are lots of antioxidants, and this helps protect you from chronic disease. And this is going to give you a leg up to overcome, you know, everything, all the damage done by the, you know, junk food. Those sugar-riddled diet and junk food eaters tend to suppress their immune system. So you want to boost your immune system and detoxify yourself. And there's a way of doing that. And the folks at Apotheca Herbs have a whole line of immune-boosting formulas that you want to check out and ask them about. Now, of course, there's people, you know, holidays. Some people down here in the South will grill their turkeys and their hams for the holiday meals. So you want to be careful, though, not to deep fry too much or eat too many charred meats on the grill, because this pushes up your cancer risks, believe it or not. So you want to avoid that as much as you can. So the point is you want to keep the elimination channels open and clean, all your filtering organs clean and filtering, so you have a free flow of toxins out of the body. You want to put the nutrition in to keep your immune system healthy. And you just basically nullify all that with very bad foods, food choices. So I hope you'll make some people ask me all the time, well, what diet do I need? Well, I don't call it a diet. I call it a lifestyle, because diets you don't stick with. Lifestyles you do. So go with the Mediterranean lifestyle, and it's very easy to switch over to that. Americans don't have a problem. It's a lot of omega fatty acids, omega-3 fatty acids, and it'll help you stay healthy, keep the heart healthy, reduce your cancer risk and diabetes risk, and it's easy to do. So check that out as soon as you can. All righty. We don't have much time left, so we're going to be checking out real quickly Crohn's disease. Because, you know, this time of year it flares up because people eating a lot of fatty things, a lot of holiday fare. There's 500 million Americans that are diagnosed with Crohn's disease. Do you know what that is? Well, it's a digestive disorder. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation of America say both men and women suffer equally. It's a very disabling disease. And interesting, though, European and Jewish people with Jewish heritage have a greater risk of developing Crohn's disease than African American do. So Crohn's disease really is inflammation of the digestive tract, the bowel tissue. It makes you sick from the mouth all the way to the other end. So the esophagus, the stomach, small and large intestines, the rectum, the anus, all can be affected. And you can get some swelling, pain. Symptoms are going to also be diarrhea, vomiting, maybe some rectal bleeding, weight loss. Secondary problems that creep in are arthritis and skin problems, inflamed eyes, and even fever. This really affects the immune system as well, and a lot of doctors will put patients on autoimmune suppressant drugs and tell them they have lupus. Okay, so this is a real problem. And so, what are the causes of Crohn's disease? Well, modern medicine says it's heredity, or the environment, or an immune system that's gone crazy. So that's their theory. They say the white cells accumulate in the lining of the intestine causes the inflammation. Listen, inflammation is an immune system response. There's something there. And when you have dysentery run amok, like you do with Crohn's disease, a lot of times that involves the appendix, where the appendix will secrete a solution to flush the bowel because it seems to think there's a pathogen there that shouldn't be there. So maybe you have a digestive flora problem, and maybe even an infection of some kind with a pathogen that the body doesn't seem to like. And all of a sudden, it causes an immune system response and lots of inflammation and discomfort. What I like to use for inflamed tissue is to soothe it with a few herbs that are very good for soothing tissue. Aloe, marshmallow root. And another thing that I like to use for calming down situations like this is slippery elm. Now, a lot of people will go get teas, and they'll drink teas. And teas are very weak. They're an infusion of herbs and water. And for some, it may be helpful, but for the majority of them, it's not. It's not strong enough. Your capsules and pills probably would be effective if the digestive system wasn't sick and can actually digest and absorb that. So that's going to be a little rough. So what I like to do is I'll either do a tincture, concentrate, and use it in some water or juice, or I will take slippery elm powder and make like a cereal consistency with it, like hot cereal, like cream of wheat, and you eat it. And it just goes down, and it's very soothing. It's a mucilaginous type of base to it, and it just coats and soothes the intestinal lining and does help out a lot. And then the other thing I like to do is bowel cleansing, remove that pathogen so that's down there bothering you. So if you're looking for a typical and effective and a track record bowel cleanse that's going to do the job, call the folks at Apothecary Herbs or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, and ask for a free product catalog while you're there. And sign up for the free newsletters that go out each week. There's a couple of them there. So there's American Survival and there's the Health Quest one. So you can sign up for those, and they're free. And lots of engaging and good information that will give you political, economical, and health power empowerment. Lots of empowering information from the folks that write for the articles there. So those are the common things that you want to address if you've got colitis, inflammatory bowel disease, and there are ways to deal with that. And there's no need to suffer and have surgery. There's other ways to deal with that. Well, I know I'm almost out of time, but don't forget, coming up on the 16th, we're going to have Dr. Rebecca Carley with us. And if you want to check out her website, Reversing Vaccine-Induced Diseases, you can just click on her banner that's on our links page and get on over there. She has lots of information on our website. She's going to be with us on Tuesday, and she also has a radio show, and we're going to ask her more about that because she's got some archives somewhere, so we're going to look into that. And she's going to be with us the third Tuesday, and that'll be the 16th, so I hope you can join us for that show. If you have any information you'd like me to cover health-wise on the show, drop me an email off the powerherbs.com website, and we'll see if we can include it into the show. And I know Magical Engineer is going to have more Christmas music for us in the next coming shows. Right, Frank? Yes, yes. Jingle bells. The information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. Seek medical advice, if you dare, from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Till next time, be well.